Now, verse 13, all of these died in faith without receiving the promises. It is so easy. You know, I know of one man. I haven't studied his life well. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but for years the Lord used him, and mighty, mighty revivals occurred, and mighty great things happened through him, and just unnumbered people were saved and everything else. And then it seemed as though, as in the same way that the Lord came upon him, the Lord left. Now, the presence of the Lord was still with him, but literally the power in the ministry was gone. It was a visitation that didn't last the entire extent of his life. And during the time of the power of God resting upon this man, he was bold as a lion. He was as strong could be. He was a man of faith and everything. But when he no longer saw all the great results and everything else, he fell into the slough of despondency, became so depressed and almost suicidal. I want to share something with you. When you pray and receive the promise almost immediately, when God blesses you with answers to prayer and God blesses the work that you're doing and everything, or you see a man that God's got his hand on him and God seems to be blessing everything that he's doing, don't look at him as a great man of faith. You look at a man out there, a woman out there ministering and laboring for years and years and years and years and seeing nothing of benefit, nothing of reaping from all their sowing, and yet every day they go out and continue the same thing. That is a man, woman, faith. And these fellas died. They died in faith. They didn't sit there on their deathbed going, well, you know, I'm going to die in 5 minutes, and if God hasn't done anything in 5 minutes, then all His promises have failed and I'm going to die in total unbelief. No. They knew God was faithful. There's also something very important, and this isn't brought out enough in theology, in my opinion. Faith is directly tied up, in my opinion, in the resurrection. Faith has is very, very directly linked with the doctrine of resurrection. Now, these men died in faith. They hadn't received the promise. They knew God had promised them that their descendants would inherit the promised land and everything else. But there's something deeper going on here, and we can see it in Abraham when he offers Isaac, and it's the idea of resurrection. And I want you to know that for you, it is also the idea of resurrection. In the New Testament church, they say that in the primitive church, that what would happen is an elder would come forward in those little house churches or in the catacombs, and the first thing he would say is, "He has resurrected," and the congregation would stand up and say, "He has resurrected indeed." So that means that if we die, that means if we're martyred, that means if we suffer all the days of our life and we see no fruit from this Christian faith of ours, we need to understand there is a resurrection, and we shall see our Redeemer, and we shall stand before Him in the flesh, and all His promises will be fulfilled. Again, we go back to this idea that this is not our home and this life of ours is not it. That there is a trumpet to be blown. There are graves to be violated by the thief who comes in the night. And so, believer, what do? You go on and you press on and you press on. If you see fruit in your ministry, count that a privilege. Count that a blessing. If you see many of your prayers answered and all these things, count that a blessing. But maybe, just maybe, if you're faithful to the Lord and you see absolutely nothing all the days of your life, then it is a greater privilege. Unto you has been given a greater privilege. Privilege than has been given to an Edwards or a Whitfield or a Spurgeon. Unto you has been given the greater privilege to demonstrate faith beyond what those other men were called to demonstrate. It's not hard to demonstrate faith when you, every time you open up your mouth, 10,000 people are standing there wanting to hear you. What's faith is when you got preached for 120 years and no one even listened to you. Well, see, we've got it all reverse again in Peru. I saw countless people come to know the Lord. The missionaries in Peru right now are seeing revivals and people being swept into the kingdom and all sorts of things. Had nothing to do with me. You know what it had to do with? It had to do with those missionaries who first went to Peru and labored there for 80 years without seeing one convert. That's what it has to do with. They sowed and another reaped. They sowed. Men and women of God sowed all their life and died in the dust, seeing nothing. But in the resurrection, when all that countless multitude of Peruvians is standing before the throne, then the true patriarchs of Peru will be called forward to receive their reward. While all us little boys who acted like big shots will be standing behind them. So if you think that you're not one of those privileged men or privileged women who see so much fruit and so many things and everything else, just possibly it's just the other way around. Maybe guys like me need to see fruit because we're so weak in our faith. If we don't, we'll fall into despair. The kingdom of God is so different than what American Christianity puts forth.